The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awake. It's early.
That's nice.
It's early. Special abbreviated show this week. We got stuff to do, so we had to cut this show short, which... You're listening to us. I mean, you know, you don't really expect anything.
Like it fucking matters.
Right. I mean, the only, like, wrestling thing that happened last night was Jade Cargill showed up at the Indianapolis Fastlane show, and then somebody pointed out she looks like Lisa Turtle on steroids, and now I can never unsee it, so.
Yeah, there's nothing. Video games was... I guess they're going to bump the Red Dead Redemption remake up to 60 frames per second.
There you go.
And Undead Nightmare. But that's about it. It's still going to look like balls.
Yeah. So, with that being the case, we're going to start this episode with our top 10 draft of urban legends.
Oh, my.
Yes. And Vince, last week's results were not close.
Oh, yeah.
I have first pick.
What was that list?
It was the songs about cars or driving.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're starting this week. I get first pick in our top 10 urban legends draft. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
Give me Bigfoot.
You can have it.
All right. Well, I win. Yay!
Yay!
Hey, it's over. We can go home now?
Let's go.
All right. Your number one pick, sir.
Give me Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
Was a Navy SEAL.
Completely bullshit, but it's funny.
Right. Now, like, Bob Ross was in the Air Force.
Right.
But, yeah. Let's see. For my second round pick, give me the Bell Witch.
Look at you.
The only ghosty, witchy thing that a government actually investigated and found to be true. State government of Tennessee investigated. Said, yep, that shit's haunted. Nobody should go there.
Whatever happened with that?
People still go to it. There's a cave and a house, and yeah. Your second round pick, sir.
Give me... The Beast of Busco.
Ooh.
A big fucking snapping turtle in Churubusco, Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I could have just went like cryptids. Yeah. But give me the urban legend that Walt Disney was frozen.
Oh, you fucker. I think I got that on here. I don't.
Ooh. That's surprising.
Yeah, I don't have it.
All right. Third round pick.
Let's see. The Paul is dead urban legend.
Yep. I had that. Yeah. If you're going musicians, I think I will too. Give me the 27 Club.
That's not depressing at all.
Where all the famous musicians died at the age of 27 for some unknown reason, surely not sacrifice. But I will say that's not the only music one on my big board. Your fourth round pick, sir.
Well, before you get to it, because you might have it.
Yeah.
In the air tonight?
Oh, I knew about this one. I did not have this one.
Phil Collins allegedly sang about drowning incident in which someone was who was close enough to save the victim did not help them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just watched, and he sang about it.
Yep.
Which I think is complete bullshit. I think it came out and said it's bullshit.
But yeah.
Still a cool urban legend.
It is creepy. Well, I'll keep the music one going. Give me Robert Johnson sold his soul at the crossroads.
He did.
Yep. And what's crazy is you can go to the spot.
Oh, can you?
Uh-huh.
They didn't put a four-way stop there?
No, it's still a...
Still a crossroads.
It's still a crossroads, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's got a sign up, Robert Johnson Crossroads, yeah. All right, fifth round, sir.
Give me the Men in Black urban legend.
I had that, yeah. Yep. The Men in Black. You know what? I'm going to throw a wrestling one on here. Give me the urban legend about the Macho Man and Stephanie McMahon.
Was that an urban legend?
It has never been confirmed, but a lot of people said it happened. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Urban legend, if you will. All right, sixth round pick, sir.
Since I had Men in Black, give me, it's not really an urban legend, it kind of is. The Roswell incident.
That's, yep. Weather balloon, swamp gas.
Yeah.
Jews, something.
Ooh.
Paragliders.
They Fortnite glided right into that fucking rave.
PUBG, Call of Duty. Yeah. Warzone.
Yeah.
Give me the Paul from the Wonder Years is Marilyn Manson.
Gotta remember that shit.
Yeah.
God, that's a guy from the Wonder Years. Shut up. It's true.
Right. A lot of people thought that one was true. That's a good urban legend. So. All right. What is the seventh round, sir?
Give me the Mothman.
Yep. I'll take Nessie.
Oh, look at you.
I'm trying to match as we go here. Kinda. All right. Eighth round.
Let's see. Let's go to your neck of the woods. The Goat Man of Pope Lick.
Really? The Goat Man?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Got the Mothman. Got the Goat Man.
Fine. I'm going to go with the Taco Bell mascot, the Chalupa Cabra.
No shit.
Yep. Goat sucker.
Yeah.
I think's what Chalupa Cabra means. Just bring back the Mexican pizza, you bastards. Just do it.
We've got them.
Cowards. Really?
Yeah, I've got them up here.
Oh.
They're fucking great.
All right. Ninth round, sir.
God damn it. Give me the Jersey Devil.
Ooh. Going for that Northeast vote. I see you.
Yeah. Since nobody has any taste in music. I got a pander.
I mean, this is probably the biggest urban legend going right now. If my headphones would like to cooperate with the show, that would be fantastic. Epstein killed himself.
He didn't kill himself.
Well, the...
Yes.
Theory is in the...
Yeah.
All right. Your last pick, sir.
You know what? Because I don't care. Give me Hero Brine.
Really?
Hero Brine, that urban legend that he couldn't hear your computer and fuck up with your map and shit.
Yeah. All right. The picks are in. Here's how the list turned out. Vince took Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL. The Beast of Busco. Paul is dead. In the Air Tonight, Drowning Incident, Men in Black, Roswell, Mothman, Goatman, Jersey Devil. I thought I went cryptid heavy. And Herobrine.
Yeah, I went
Bigfoot, Bell Witch, They Froze Walt Disney, The 27 Club, Robert Johnson at the Crossroads, Macho Man and Stephanie McMahon, Paul from the Wonder Years is Marilyn Manson, Nessie, Chalupa Cabra, and Epstein killed himself. I'll be interested to see how the votes turned out. What else did you have on your list there?
Had the 100 Step Cemetery in Brazil, Indiana. White Lady Lane in North Dakota. Bloody Mary, Gateway to Hell.
Bloody Mary.
The Green Children of Woolpit, which that's odd. Robert the Doll.
Yep.
We only use 10% of our brains.
Yep.
And sewer alligators.
What was the last one?
Sewer alligators.
Yep, I had that one. I had Ogopogo, the Dybbuk boxes, the back rooms, Area 51, but we know it's real. I mean, that's not really a thing.
And I had Area 51 on there, and I took it off, and I'm like, no.
There's pictures of it, you know.
People who are working there sued the government.
Yeah. I had the Skunk Ape. I had the Ultimate Warrior and the Undertaker both died and were replaced. And I had Ong's Hat.
I didn't have that one.
Ong's Hat is a town in Jersey where it says that Princeton professors have made interdimensional travel.
Sure.
So, all right. Listener picks here. Tony comes in with the kid from Small Wonder Group to be Billy Corgan, or Paul from the Wonder Years is Marilyn Manson, hypodermic needles and coin slots of payphones, the Jersey Devil, Jenny Jump, coincidences between Lincoln and Kennedy's assassination, Polybius, the Replacement Warrior and Undertaker, the Fanzanoon, and arguably my favorite, and I should have picked this, the Gabagool.
The Gabagool.
I'd have won if I'd have took the Gabagool. Chris came in with, in 2016, Trump's win was a fluke, but in 2020, Trump adding 12 million votes to his total and still somehow losing wasn't. Man-made climate change, global cooling is going to kill us all by 79 unless we tax you more. Acid rain is going to kill us by 89 unless we tax you more. The hole in the ozone is going to kill us by 99 unless we tax you. Global warming is going to kill us by 2009 unless we tax you. Climate change is going to kill us all eventually. Give up all your private property. It's always been climate change. The housing market and subprime lending crash was caused by greedy bankers and not Clinton's Fair Housing Act. Building 7.
Oh, damn. Neither one of us took that.
I should have took it. One of us should have took that. I mean, is it really an urban legend if he's on video saying pull it? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the first three modern skyscrapers to ever collapse due to fire all did so on the same day and each fell neatly inward to its own footprint in spite of having famously been designed and built to withstand fire, vibration, and impact. Pizzagate was a hoax. The time traveling ballpoint pen. If you get that joke, then you'll understand his next one of wooden doors.
Wooden doors.
The entire town of Lahaina, Hawaii melted into its own footprint because of brush fire in the hills 2 miles away, which was spread downhill against the wind. Yeah.
Too soon, bud.
Epstein killing himself. Basement dwelling hermit with hundreds of instances of child molestation caught on camera got 81 million votes. 54% voter turnout in a country that typically averages 14. The only man in history to ever accidentally refer to his wife by a man's name did so on 3 separate televised occasions. Same man literally spent $15,000 on hot dogs and $20,000 on pizza at parties at the White House. 3.2 million minus 6 million equals 3.8 million. The vaccine works. The vaccine works. Russiagate and Mothman.
Oh, damn. The vaccine works. God damn it.
Yeah. And his last one here, that Halloween haunted house. You know the one. Everyone knows someone whose cousin's been to it, set up in a different wooded area. Somebody dies every year. That one. Yeah. So thank you, Chris, for those. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see who wins. I'll put the poll up later today. And we'll see. Good luck, Vince.
Good luck, Justin.
Thank you. I don't know.
They got a soft spot for fat guys.
I should have took Building 7, and you should have took the vaccine to make it more competitive.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a pretty good, yeah. All right, let's get to some listener questions. Chris starts us off here with, is Colin Kaepernick the CM Punk of football, or is CM Punk the Colin Kaepernick of wrestling?
I'd rather hang out with CM Punk.
Yeah. Punk's never made it about race. So I'm going to go with, they're both in their job field. They're both equally bad. So, see, Chris's next question. So do you think before he pulled the fire alarm and ran, Jamal Brown yelled Wakanda forever? No, he yelled, this ain't no dough handle. Yeah.
Shit. This ain't the automatic fried chicken dispenser.
Tony asks, do you think it's harder to bowl a 300 or a 299? My highest game is like 270 something, so I can't even fucking sniff a 300 game. So I don't know, 300, you gotta be perfect. I'm gonna say that's harder.
Yeah. I see where he's coming from, though.
Yeah. Both are equally hard. Roboto would like to know, share some urban legends that you've seen. I don't think I've seen any. I mean, I've seen the vaccine work and I've seen Building 7 fall, but other than that, I mean, like, I haven't seen Bigfoot. I know tall, hairy people, but they're not Bigfoot. They're, you know, slackers. Yes, I said that just to pop Vince. I haven't really seen any.
Yeah, I've never really been to.
Yeah. Haven't went to any of, like, ghosty things, you know, like Waverly Hills or what's that one where they did the Shinnin?
The Shinnin?
Yeah, out there in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado. Oh, it's Colorado. It's Estes Park. I know things. All right, next question. Roboto would like to know, what games and movies would you like to see come to Fortnite? He says the Bond universe. Weapons like the Golden Gun, the Wrist Dart, other gadgets, maybe some cars. And if Nintendo would get off their high horse, Samus suit with the Morph Ball, Arm Cannon, Grapple Beam, Zelda, be like Ahsoka with the Master Sword, stuff like that. What would you like to see?
Oh man,
we have this discussion a lot.
In the near future, I'd like to see for the Fort Nightmares event, Freddy, Jason,
Michael Myers.
Let's see the Killer Clowns. That'd be a cool fucking.
I could see that too. That would be great.
And they got all the Star Wars people, but I'd like to see the Star Trek characters too, like the yes. Next Generation.
I just want to see us as a squad of red shirts.
Yeah.
Playing as red shirts.
The fucking bridge of the Enterprise D, Picard, Riker, Data,
Worf.
Because you got to have fucking motherfuckers up. Can you imagine that?
That would be, yeah.
Fucking make that happen. God damn.
There's a lot of collabs that they need to do. Quit doing the fucking anime collabs and do some more. Pop culture-y, sci-fi, yeah. But yeah.
Doctor Who?
That one is allegedly coming next year.
Jesus, could you imagine you'd have your choice from 50 fucking Doctor Who's, man?
Yeah.
Which Doctor Who are you?
Right. I'm either going to be Tennant or Smith or
Christopher
Eccleston. Yeah. But the Bond idea, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You have, what, 5 skins? There's five Bonds, right?
Oh, shit.
Connery, Dalton.
Connery, Craig, Lazenby.
Moore, Lazenby.
Yeah, that's five, right?
Yeah. Yeah, those are... I really like the Bond idea, to be actual with you. So, next question here. Handsome Dan would like to know, if the Scarecrow sprayed Daredevil with his fear toxin, would anything happen?
I think there'd be some like residual effects.
There'd be some, but I don't think it would be as strong as with other people.
Maybe he felt anxiety or something.
Yeah.
Because his heart would race, but past that, I don't think it...
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm proofreading here. Next one's from Chris. I need help. I got my air fryer loaded with frozen steak fries, set it to 20 minutes on 360. It's ready to go, but I'm not sure how to start it. I know I've started it a dozen times before, but I can suddenly not know how it works. I don't know. Just go with it. Do I push the button marked start or walk 6 feet away to a wall far beside on the other side of the kitchen, scream black rage, and pull the red lever clearly labeled fire alarm? Fire alarm. Do it, you coward.
Yeah, you won't.
Black rage.
What's a Nubian? Shut the fuck up.
My fucker almost made me laugh. Oh, God. I need to watch Chasing Amy again. Chris has a legit question here. This will wrap up listener questions. Thank you, everybody, this week. Serious question in the spirit of Halloween. Is the Todd McFarlane-produced Spawn movie ever going to actually come out? Do we have any hope it's not going to suck ass? To be honest, every single thing I've heard McFarlane say about it has made me cringe, i.e. it won't really be about Spawn. He'll just be a character in a larger narrative, more of a presence than a character, etc. Over time, it sounded more and more like some Asylum straight-to-video movie. I hate to even think this, but what do you think the chances are that Todd, fuck the system, McFarlane has ended up letting them wokeify Spawn? They did this week come out with a hard 2025 release date for the movie. Other than that, I don't know. I think they're waiting for the actor's strike to finish up. That's why they did it for 2025, not next year. I hope they don't wokeify it, and I hope it's...
You've already got a black guy as the main character. How?
Yeah, you don't really need to... I mean, Spawn's not going to be Lizzo. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
Maybe Clown will be.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not... How do you fuck it up?
Yeah.
I say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping, but I don't have my hopes up, if that makes sense. So... All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions. Let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? Vince, are you ready?
I am indeed, sir.
All right. Michael Lewis, author of a new book called Going Infinite, about Sam Bankman-Fried, Freed, the Bernie Madoff dude there, told 60 Minutes that old Sam Bankman there met with, get this, Mitch McConnell ahead of the 2022 election to help send money to Republican candidates at odds with Trump. The context of the meeting was Sam's going to write tens of millions of dollars checks to super PAC that McConnell's going to use to get people elected who are against Trump. So when we tell you it's all one political party, you're being lied to from both sides. There you go.
Yeah, it's one political party, and you're being lied to from both sides.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to that cricket with the chirp and the fire alarm here. Here we go. Jamal Brown and his team are circulating a list of talking points to fellow Democrats in a bid to stop the GOP push to punish him after he set off the fire alarm. The New York Democrats press secretary sent a memo Monday afternoon to all House Democrat offices requesting that they defend Bowman for the incident over the fire alarm. A copy of the office's note was obtained by Politico. Once a suggested response from Bowman's office to questions about the incident, I believe Congressman Bowman when he says this was an accident. Republicans need to instead focus their energy on the Nazi members of their party before anything else.
Well, you got them. I got them. That makes sense.
Yeah. It, don't look at the black guy pulling the, you know, breaking, you know, all the same thing you got January 6 people locked up in solitary for. But, you know, look, look, Nazis. Look over here. Nazis.
Oh, my
Nazis.
God, Nazi racist.
Yeah.
Nobody points your shit anymore. Shut up.
Dude, you're on literal video pulling it and then pulling the signs from the emergency exits. You're literally what they call caught in 4K. All right? And shit.
So. And shit. There ain't no fried chicken come out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Where's that chirping coming from?
Your hallway chirping, you ain't black. The Supreme Court this week declined to take up a case that challenged Trump's eligibility to run for the White House in 2024. This is all of the Trump can't run because the 14th Amendment nonsense. Supreme Court said he can run. So all that is done. Do you like history?
I love history, sir.
Well, we had some this week. First time ever that a Speaker of the House was voted out.
Fast, too.
Kevin McCarthy stripped of the gavel in a historic House vote. The Speaker pro tem, who is Representative Patrick McHenry, is now Speaker. He was pissed, man, after the vote. He slammed that gavel down. He was angry.
I don't understand. Like, I texted you, and they said, oh, yeah, they voted for it. Or they made the vote to get rid of him, right? And then just like that, man, he was gone. It's like, what the fuck?
Within 48 hours of the resolution being introduced into Congress, he was voted out. And basically, it was because they put in the resolution because of the stopgap spending bill, which McCarthy promised was going to have money for the border and no money for Ukraine. That didn't happen. So people on the, let's say, far right side of the party, which isn't really far right. I mean,
why would you say that?
And said, well, you lied. You lied from what you told us. We're taking you out.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good. They fucking should have.
They should take out all politicians who lie. Yeah. Who's that going to leave? Rand fucking Paul.
Yeah, 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 right?
And his dad, Ron. That's it. The pro tem speaker is kept under secret. This was after 9/11 to ensure continuity of government. He was handpicked by McCarthy, though. His first time that a temporary replacement process has ever been carried out. As acting speaker, McHenry is not in the line of succession for the presidency, though. He would be skipped. Let's see. This guy was one of the key negotiators with different House Republican factions to broker the deal to get McCarthy the job in the first place. He also played a central role in McCarthy's debt limit deal with Biden, which is what got him removed as speaker. Everybody is saying, basically, there's two names that's really jumping out for the next speaker. And it is Jim Jordan from, I think, Ohio, and it's Donald Trump. Yes, Trump can. Speaker of the House does not have to be a sitting member of Congress. So. That would, man. Just put on the wig on the clown show, boy. People would lose their mind. I would love to see the meltdowns. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, no, it'd be worth it.
Jim Jordan said if he gets the speakership, then they will do an accounting of the Ukrainian money, and no money to Ukraine until the accounting is done. So we shall see how that goes. They should be voting in the next two to three weeks, I believe.
So. Well, good. Fuck Ukraine. Since we just found out, did you see that fucking story about that shit going on in Israel?
We're going to get there.
Okay. Did they got Ukrainian arms?
We're gonna get there.
Okay, sorry.
Speaking of the stopgap funding bill on Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Cory Booker from New Jersey, Spartacus, for those of you playing along at home, responded to a question on whether he'd hold up a bill to prevent a government shutdown if the bill didn't have money for Ukraine. And he basically said, we're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure Ukraine funding happens. Basically, he's saying Democrats will shut down the government if there's no Ukraine money in the next bill.
Good. Good. Shut it down.
That's
good. Shut it down.
Insane.
Fuck Ukraine. I don't know how many times we gotta sit here and talk about this shit. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't. I have no idea. Why are we giving them money?
Right.
So they can sell all their shit off to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Hezbollah.
Yeah. Let's see. Next thing here. A shocking new Newsweek investigative report has revealed that the FBI this week, or sometime here recently, has classified Trump and his supporters, like we told you they were going to do, as domestic terrorists. They put their classification in, quote, nonpartisan terms. Basically, what they're saying is, we investigated them, therefore they're terrorists. They're terrorists, therefore we need to investigate them. We told you years ago that if you went against the party, you were going to be called a domestic terrorist. You might as well act like it.
And lo and behold.
And... you're ahead of the curve, kids. Yay. Hillary Clinton once again went off the rails this week. This time in an interview with CNN, she said that, quote, Trump cult members need to be formally reprogrammed. Soviets had a word for that. It was re-education camps.
Communism. Do you like it?
But remember, you're a domestic terrorist, so you're going to be reprogrammed.
Yeah, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. I didn't do that. It doesn't matter. What they're going to do is they're going to find a list of registered Republicans, and then they're just going to go after
them. Yep.
They've got the list.
And now let's see this next thing here. Arthur Engoron, I guess this is one of the judges in one of the Trump cases. Apparently it came out, somebody released part of a lecture he gave. And one quote really jumps out as to how fair he is. The quote is, if juries get it wrong, I can overrule them based on my emotions about the case.
Oy vey.
Yes. No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's absolute clown shit. So,
oh yeah,
Biden this week, guess what? He did something terribly racist. I'm talking the most horrible thing you can do racism wise. He has started construction on the southern border wall.
That's awful.
But
funny.
I thought that was racist when Trump did it, but now you're doing it because New York can't hold the immigrants, and neither can L.A. or Martha's Vineyard or...
Bunch of racists in New York. I'll tell you all that your,
all right your sanctuary, yeah. All your sanctuary cities.
Don't you talk about the flyover countries or the flyover fucking states bitching about it. Y'all a bunch of racists. I've never seen so much racist bullshit in all my life, man.
Yeah, right? Vince, apparently we know where the next pandemic will be coming from.
Oh,
according
sweet.
To the World Health Organization. The meat supply
awesome.
Will trigger the next pandemic by causing deadly pathogens to jump from animals to humans. You know, just like a certain thing did from bats to humans. Wink.
I'm tired of the government making us sick.
Telling me some crazy slant-eyed lady ate bat soup and then the world... Oh, yeah, gotcha. Right, yeah. All right, let's get to the really big news of the week. the news that Zelensky is sad because it took all the attention from him. Israel's popping off right now, kids. I don't know if you heard this. Yeah.
Or watched and laughed.
Yeah, well. our group chats are amazing.
I couldn't help but say, let's go! Woo! Out loud, and everybody looked at me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're in a funeral home, for fuck's sake.
These guys, Fortnite glided into a fucking raid.
We're going to get to that. After a surprise attack on Israel by Hamas overnight, this was interesting. The U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs issued a tweet that encouraged Israel not to defend itself. The tweet was quickly deleted. This comes after Hamas launched a surprise attack, killing and wounding hundreds, report of hostages being taken by Hamas terrorists or freedom fighters, depending on what side of fucking social media you're on. More than 5,000 rockets were launched at Israel. Israel has mobilized their defense forces. Ted Cruz came out, said this is a disgraceful, and every single person involved in drafting and approving this tweet should be immediately expelled from the U.S. government, talking about the Office of Palestinian Affairs. A lot of fucking horrific, somewhat funny, some would say, videos have come out since this started. Some show Hamas going door-to-door killing people in northern Israel. Others show Israel just carpet-bombing entire blocks in Gaza. It's insane. Hamas is saying that they're... This is what Vince was talking about earlier. Hamas is saying that some of the weapons they're using, they bought from Ukraine. And some of them were given to them by the Taliban that were American stuff left over when Biden pulled out. You remember the billions of dollars in equipment? Yeah.
Yeah.
Afghanistan is asking Iran for passage permission to go through Iran to send troops to help Hamas. Reports are saying that, hey, there's that number 6 billion again. The 6 billion that Biden just gave Iran funded this attack. One of the Hamas spokesmen this morning said, we thank Iran, who provided us with weapons, money, and other equipment. He gave us missiles to destroy Zionist fortresses and helped us with standard anti-tank missiles. So Biden funded this. There's no doubt. Reports are also saying that just days ago, before this happened, Secretary Blinken gave $75 million in aid to the Palestinians. This is spreading to other countries as well. London, there were rallies in support of Hamas, and this morning, well, this evening over there, in Egypt, a cop fired his personal gun and murdered 7 Israeli tourists in Alexandria. Rockets have been fired from South Lebanon into Israel, and Israel is now moving military. Basically, they're going to attack Lebanon now. Israel, let's see. Looks like the Palestinians from Gaza are moving towards the West Bank. Basically, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to cut Israel in half. That's just a standard military idea. This morning, Israel's cabinet invoked Article 40, officially declaring war for the first time since the Yom Kippur War in 73. Israel has said they were going to destroy Gaza and Hamas once and for all and to get ready for a long and tough war. It's being reported, but not confirmed, and people are starting to deny this, that the U.S. has approved a $4.5 billion emergency military aid package for Israel. That is up in the air as to whether that's true or not. The official government website of Palestine and the website for Hamas apparently is now offline, but it wasn't taken down by Israel. Apparently, it was taken down by a pro-India group. And of course, as Vince said, some Palestinians, there's video of this. It's fucking mind-blowing. Iron Dome, that'll stop everything. Nah, except paragliders who look like fucking PUBG or Call of Duty or Fortnite. Literally parachuting into a Israeli rave. It's it might be one of the most bonkers videos I've ever seen.
I don't care.
I remember last week they had the video, the viral video going around of the Christians getting spit on by the Jews.
Yes. I saw that and I'm like, I don't care about over there anymore.
And then they're like, oh yeah, that's our culture. That's what we do. Fuck Christians. And then all this shit starts happening. I'm like, you know what? You know what? You know.
That karma thing.
That's a bitch, ain't it?
Yeah. But hey, greatest ally, USS Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
I truly don't care, and I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for both sides. You know what? How about one of you girls set push the fucking button? We know. I tell you what's going to happen. This is my theory. Iran's going to get involved. Iran has nukes.
Yeah.
Israel doesn't, wink, have nukes. We have to get involved.
I think everybody's pushing that. They're trying to do this holy thing and the last temple build or some bullshit. I don't know.
I don't care. I look at it this way. Okay, this is the distraction.
Yeah, what else is going on?
Where's the client list? Where's the Nashville shooter manifesto? Where's the Biden taking millions in bribes? Where's the stolen election? Where's the mass invasion on the southern border? Oh, look over here. Look at Israel. Look.
Paragliders. Oh, no, our greatest ally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look at all the shit that's wrong here that we need to focus on here. No. Look over there, as the magician says as he pulls the rabbit out of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is going to be the news story for the next year leading up to the election. I just thought I had a horrible thought, Vince. If we are in a declared war, does that suspend elections?
He can suspend it.
If Iran attacks Israel and we get in a declared war, will he suspend the presidential election? Or not him. He's too busy sniffing kids and kicking dogs. That video came out of him kicking the fucking dog, by the way. Should have bit him instead of Secret Service. But whoever's running the show, will they could suspend the presidential election? Because we're in a war with Israel, fighting and helping Israel. Man. And everybody that's against it, you're a domestic terrorist. You're on the FBI list, Huel.
Yeah.
I see this going bad quick.
Oh, yeah.
Planned.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely planned.
He came out real fast, didn't he? Oh, this is war. This is war.
War. Yeah.
We got to send all these motherfuckers back to Europe. We don't need them here.
Yep.
That's what they said, dude.
I'm telling you, I have a bad feeling that Iran's going to get in. We're going to declare war on Iran. And no presidential election. No elections in 2024. I hope I'm wrong. I hope somebody just pushes a button at this point. Listen, come on. I didn't hit Powerball. Come on, you cowards. Somebody push the button.
Yeah, dude, you all.
Now, if I'd hit Powerball, I'd say, hold up. Let me, spend some money.
But yeah, let me get on my island.
Yeah, let me make sure I'm out of nuke range. We're good. All right. Oh, no, of course not. So, all right. Vince, you got any final thoughts on this short, sweet episode?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. We'll be back next week, maybe with a normal show. Who knows? Until then, be safe. Don't pay attention to the news.
Wait.
Yes?
Hold on.
You got a hot log thrown under your diaper?
No, never mind.
Okay, we're good. I thought somebody pushed the button. I was like, thank you, my Jesus.
I thought I didn't push the button.
Oh. All right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.